It's President's Day, a day in which Americans remember the many leaders that have helped shape this country and get good deals on mattresses and cars. But we're going to take a few minutes on this President's Day to look back at the history of one of America's most famous songs. America the Beautiful was written in 1893 by the poet and scholar Catherine Lee Bates during a visit to Colorado. When I visited Denver in October, I met Elisa Phelps, director of the Collections and Library Division at History Colorado Center, who told us more.
Catherine Lee Bates was a professor. She was from Massachusetts, and she spent a summer teaching English in Colorado Springs. And at the end of the summer semester, she and some professor colleagues took a trip up Pikes Peak in a prairie wagon, if you can imagine that. And when she got to the top, just looking around at the vast expanse and the wide open sky, it gave her the inspiration to write America the Beautiful.
This was just a poem. It wasn't a song at the beginning.
Right. It was a poem, and it wasn't actually set to music until the early 1900s, or at least not to the tune that we think of it as today. The tune that we know was written by a gentleman named Samuel Ward, and he actually passed away before the poem and the music were put together. That happened in 1910.
The words were not always the words that we hear today in the song, right?
She revised it a couple of times. One of the big changes is some of the language that was used was more academic in tone. And the change in 1904 is much closer to the version that we know today. She revised it one more time after that.
Now, you've got the original America the Beautiful in front of you. Can you read it to us?
Sure. Oh, beautiful for halcyon skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the enameled plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, till souls wax fair as earth and air and music-hearted sea. Oh, beautiful for pilgrim feet whose stern impassioned stress a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, till paths be wrought through wilds of thought by pilgrim foot and knee. Of beautiful for glory tale of liberating strife, when once or twice for man's avail men lavished precious life. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, till selfish gain no longer stain the banner of the free. O beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, till nobler men keep once again thy whiter jubilee.
Elisa Phelps of History Colorado Center reading America the Beautiful in its original form.